Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dario Ambrosini is here, too. Dario is the Chief Operating Officer at Manta, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He formerly was with Switchfly, and he's been in the online world now for a long time. And also having worked for Yahoo, so he's got some chops, folks. And as I say, he's part of an organization that I've been happy to tell you about for a long time. Dario Ambrosini, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you having me on this morning.
Good to have you here. So, Dario, we've all used the term online. We've been doing that for a long time, but now we're hearing the word on demand. And sometimes we even hear the term the on-demand economy. And you guys have got you've even coined a term, the on-demand age, which sounds like a book I need to write, Dario. But anyway, tell us what you mean when you think of on-demand. What does that mean? What do you think?
So normally when I think of on-demand, I'm thinking of a consumer that has decided they want something and they just go immediately to a website and see who can fulfill that immediately. So this is everything from, say, an Uber, you know, I want a ride now,
right,
to a company like Anavo, I want a lawyer now, to a company like HomeU, I want a contractor now.
Yeah.
So it's really just coming to consumers who, once they've decided to purchase something, just want that to be fulfilled immediately.
So I'm in the grocery store. I'm in the grocery store, and I'm walking from the bread section to the dairy section, and I remember that I needed to order a leaf blower. And while I'm walking from the bread section to the dairy section, I pull out my phone, I speak into my phone, a leaf blower's on sale, free delivery or something like that, and options pop up, and I see something I like, I press on that one, it takes PayPal, and I check out and then pick up a gallon of milk.
Yeah, I would include that in the on-demand economy as well. I think a lot of the...
I mean, to me, when I think of on-demand, I can make a purchase that quick.
Yeah, and it's becoming more and more prevalent, and it's becoming just widely available across all industries now. It's moved into services. It's not just the leaf blower or any type of good. It's even things you need done.
Right.
Any type of service now is on demand as well.
Right. Now, and by the way, I use Uber all the time when I'm in larger cities. And sometimes not even such larger cities. So one of the things that's driving this, I think, one of the things I think that's creating a problem for a lot of folks, small businesses especially, is not realizing that their customers are different than they used to be. Maybe when you were really little, you remember this, Dario, but in my day, back in the day, we'd wake up one morning and say, I need a leaf blower. And then I'd say, okay, how many places do I have to drive to find this one? And will I find the one I want? And will I find it at a price I'm willing to pay? Nobody today, in the on-demand age, as you call it, nobody wakes up now in the morning and wonders either one of those things. They know they can get what they want at the price they want and delivered free probably tomorrow. And if you aren't the person who pops up, then you're history, aren't you? You're irrelevant.
Well, not only that, but going back to your And unfortunately, I am old enough to remember those days. But going back to when you had to do that, you also had to track down three or four salespeople to get some information on which leaf blower was right for you.
Good point.
You know, well, which one does each do.
Excellent addition.
And now that's just completely gone away. The first place that most people start their research is online, even if they're going to go purchase it in store. So you need to make sure as a small business that you have an online presence, that anything related to your reviews is up to date,
that you have reviews.
Correct, that you have reviews to begin with.
And I have information. Dario, I have information that I want to see if you can update. The last information I got is that people are 70% more likely to believe a comment or review by one of their peers, you know, somebody that has used it, than they are the marketing message of the company. Have you got new information more than that?
I don't know if I have an updated one on that, but it is certainly the majority, the vast majority.
Yeah.
So if that number,
I mean, 70% is pretty strong.
It's only going to go up from there. And in fact, most marketing these days, in addition to the message to just get your name out there,
right,
a lot of marketing is focused on, you know, that digital presence, making sure that your information is online, that people can find you across review sites,
right,
that those reviews exist, as you mentioned. So that's where a lot more effort is being put into marketing. It's basically a comprehensive effort that needs to be addressed.
And I know that's something that Manta does quite well, and very, is one of the main reasons you guys are, your reason to be, is to help small business owners have that kind of capability. You know, there was a time, Dario, when I was trying really hard to get small business owners to have a website. You know, I was beating them up about the head and shoulders. Get it? You got to have a website. You got to have a website. Now I don't even talk about that anymore, because if I have to do that now, then, you know, it's too late for you, in my opinion. And that's, I mean, you probably feel differently, but I have to move on and help people who aren't, you know, who have come into the 21st century, and who now I want to talk about how can I get you ready for the on-demand world. What do you think?
Certainly, if the small business does not have a website today, it's going to be a very big detriment, because search engine optimization is so important to get those leads. And if you don't have your own website, you're basically allowing other companies to define the messaging for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you cut your prospect list way down. Hey, I need a website, Dario.
You do?
I need your website.
Oh, my website?
Yeah, you know, you got one, right?
yeah, we have one.
Well, tell me what it is.
So our website is Manta.com.
Manta.com, there you go. That's how it works.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.